Intervju Radija Študent.
Cirkuški spektakel Climate of Change. Pogovor z dramaturgom Flavijem D'Andreo. Ta petek in soboto, 6. in 7. avgusta, bo na Novogoriškem trgu Edvarda Kardelja dva velika tovornjaka parkiral italijanski cirkuški kolektiv Magda Klan. Uveljavljeni italijanski kolektiv, znan po sodobnem cirkusu in svojem modrem šotoru, bo dva večera zapored ob 21. uri, ko se dodobra znoči, uprizoril svoj novi šov We World, ki ga je pripravil po naročilu nevladnih organizacij, združenih pri projektu Climate of Change. Slovenski partner projekta je platforma Sloga, ki je cirkusante skupaj z mestno občino Nova Gorica pripeljala na trg Edvarda Kardelja. O težavah prevajanja politike Evropske unije, projekt je namenjen ozaveščanju mladih o migracijah zaradi podnebnih sprememb, v cirkuško umetnost in drugih radostnih zagatah projektnega cirkusa smo se pogovarjali z dramaturgom in umetniškim vodjo projekta Flavijem D'Andreo. Med drugim nam je odgovoril tudi na pereče vprašanje, ali bo Magda Klan med prvim obiskom v Sloveniji spremljal njegov modri cirkuški šotor. Tudi nastanek tega intervjuja je, da vas ozavestimo vsaj o cirkusu, omogočil evropski projektni denar.
I will just follow the list of questions, if that's okay with you.
Perfect, yes.
Could you introduce yourself and Magda Klan Collective for our listeners?
I'm Flavio D'Andrea, I'm the dramaturg and the artistic director of the project with the help of Peter Forman in the direction and Francesco Fassone in the set designer. We helped Magda Klan, the company, to make this new show. I was working with Magda Klan, that is one of the most important contemporary circus companies in Italy. They started 10 years ago, and I reached them a few years later. And I was following the first and the second show that they made. And after they grew with the circus tent, and they made a lot of projects in Italy. So they are one of the, let's say, the most important companies in Italy. Me, after the experience with Magda Klan, I entered as a performer in Ultima Vez of Wim van de Kebus, the dance company from Belgium. And I worked then there for 5 years. I'm a dramaturg as well. I studied for dramaturg and studied performing arts. So now I'm back with Magda Klan to help them with this, not like a performer, but in the dramaturgy of the show.
So you started like a performer, and then how did this change in roles occur?
I studied to be dramaturg and director, and because I felt that in the contemporary circus you need really to pass through the body, I started very late. At when I was 27, I started to work really on my body, to work in circus field. Before, I was doing sports and physical theater and dramaturgy and university, but in a certain moment I had to pass through the body, so I started to take in circus school in Turin all the classes like acrobatics and hand-to-hand, and like this after I entered like a performer. But my studies were to be dramaturg.
Does this mean that directing circus performances is quite different, and it demands some different set of skills than theater direction?
In my case, yes. Before, yes, I was in a theater school, and I started to do a project of contemporary circus from the point of view of the theater director or dramaturg. And I felt that it was not working, because I didn't know how far I could push the body. The bodies of the performers. So I feel in my experience, yes, you have to know how the body works and how far you can push, and because all the dramaturgy, for my vision, comes out from the bodies. Not, you cannot impose. Normally in theater you can work together, but the concept or the plot is more important. In circus, The difference is really this, that you take out the material, you extract the material from the body. So you need to really know how it works and the technique, the tempos that you need to construct some figures or tricks. These things, they make the language. So it's like you need the body skills to know the words that you can use.
So you will be performing in Nova Gorica on 6th and 7th of August this weekend. Is this the first visit of Magda Klan to Slovenia? And you mentioned it's a new performance, so what performance are you bringing to Nova Gorica?
It's the first time that Magda Klan reached Slovenia, and the performance that we bring, we land, is very new. We just had the premiere in Sofia 1 week ago. It's a project, a show that wants to connect climate migrations with contemporary circus, because the NGO that makes the call for this project wanted to reach an audience from 18 to 36. So this target, they thought the right language, the right artistic style could be the contemporary circus.
You have made this performance in response to a call from an NGO.
Yes, it's an European project that an NGO got the chance to have the funds for it. They made a public call, and Magda Klan won this call. So From this point started the creation of the new show.
I was reading your website, at least its English part, and there is some emphasis on Magda Klan's Blue Circus Tent. It seems to be a very important part of the process of performance. Are you bringing this tent to the show in Nova Gorica?
It's very important, of course, the blue tent for Magda Klan, because 10 years ago, there were not so many circus companies that they were touring with circus tent to make a separation with the traditional circus. So traditional circus with families were touring with circus tents. And the contemporary circus, they were touring like more towards theater field or dance field. So they were in another places. But Magda Klan wanted to have something different. Of course, because you see, in the name, we don't have Circus Magda or something like circus. No, we wanted to make something different from what it was at that moment. So we said, okay, we want to tour with the circus tent because somehow we wanted to connect with the history of circus. Because Magda Klan doesn't think that it's important just the performance, but also the lifestyle. And the circus tent makes for the performer a kind of lifestyle. You have to build the tent, to break down the tent, to travel in caravans. And the new thing was to put inside of the circus tent that is a kind of welcoming also for the audience. It's a really different welcoming that a theater, for example, and to make a new artistic language inside of the, let's say, tradition. And for this now, the circus tent is so important because it brings a kind of community lifestyle, and this is a bit of also the philosophy of Magda Klan. But for this new project, we don't have with us the circus tent. We have to follow the topic. We had to rethink also the place where we are doing the show. And it's a very impressive scenography that is made by two trucks with containers that made 24 meters of stage. It's really not just the plot comes out from the bodies, but also in this case, the topic made the structure. So Francesco Fassone had this concept of creating a kind of arbor where all the stuff and the goods are replaced, and also the people is replaced like goods and resources. From this topic and this concept, we started to build. And of course, it can welcome much more audience. It's very open. I think if you say 24 square meters with four musicians, live musicians, with seven performers on stage, circus performers on stage, I think, and the topic of climate migrations, I think it installs already a kind of curiosity that we want to keep for the audience that will come. We like the mystery. We like the mystery.
You were talking about this specific experience of circus tent that is in a way like a community. Does Magda Klan usually make such big, how should I say it, flashy productions, or is this something new for you?
This is new. This, of course, is new. Is one step really, really further. You know, we used to say in Italian, don't make the step longer than the leg. In this case, we really made a big step in the sense of the size of the production. Normally, we tour with a circus tent. In the first years, there were no subventions at all. We made the shows by ourselves and investing all what we had. And little by little, we had a small recognition from the region and from the state. Now we have, but for this project, of course, we answered to a call, an European call that had production to do this size of show. We are learning how to deal with, because it's an European tour already set, and yes, it's two tracks. 20 people moving. It's really bigger than what we were using to do. Of course, before we were touring also in France a lot and all Europe. But let's say local by local, we knew some community or some festivals and we were going to perform there. Now it's a bit different because we have all the net and the partners that support. And yes, it's new and bigger.
Well, that leads perfectly to my next question. What does it take to put on such a big performance? Could you describe this procedure for WeLand?
We have to say that normally for such a project, we need 2 years of work. But actually, we did this in 9 months. But we worked all the time, day and night, to be able to reach the goal of the premiere. Fortunately, we had the support of Peter Forman in the direction, that is from Forman Brothers, and he has a really, really long experience in big projects and in big shows, and Francesco Passone, that is the set designer that worked in collaboration with huge productions. With this support, we could really run against the time to build the show. Of course, another handicap was the COVID situation. The first thing that we do normally is to meet together and start to work with the bodies, to work and work the ideas. In this case, we couldn't, because we were all separate. Peter Forman was in Czech Republic, I was in another region, and all the Magda clan was spread around Italy. So we had a long, long Zoom meetings to try to develop the plot like in normal way for the theater, not? And we had to change it many, many, many times. But in the same time, we had a huge structure to construct. So the set designer with his crew, they were asking when we can start to build, when, but we don't know really the story, how it's connected to this, but maybe we need another track. Maybe a crane, maybe another. And it was constantly working to try to make the things fit. And it was really huge work.
It sounds quite frustrating.
Of course, it was frustrating because when you have to do the things in half of the time or one third of the time, of course, it's frustrating. But I think in the end, this frustration and this separation made all the identities. I mean, the direction identity, Magda clan identity, set designer identity, dramaturg identity, more strong. When you work in Zoom, you are in your comfort zone. You are in your mindset. And so you keep it. I think you filter. It's a kind of filter. And we had a huge filter. So now I think this makes the work more juicy.
You mentioned Magda clan wants to enable performers also to have this experience of circus as a lifestyle. How does the collective function? How is the, for example, decision-making process made? How are you financing your performances? Do you often participate in projects such as this one?
So I can answer, but actually, like I said in the beginning, now I'm not really part of the Magda clan. I was working with Magda clan and Magda clan called me back for this project. So I know how Magda clan functions, but I'm not inside. So Magda clan works like there is a core that is the core of Magda clan that they will take the decisions normally. So about the tour, about which projects to do, and let's say give the direction and also the artistic direction to the company. So there is this core, the decisional core, and after there is other people, satellites, I would say like this, and I hope to be correct, that they help the company for the tent. You need a lot of people. In the normal way, not in this tour, but in the normal functionment, Magda Clan works in festivals, and in these festivals, maybe they propose different shows, so there are different artistic souls inside. So the circus tent can be small performances or bigger performances where all the artists or part of the artists can perform inside. So it's a kind of, let's say, constellation that has a core, decisional core, and inside gives the possibility to many other projects to be involved.
This is a European project that commissioned this performance, and it has some policy goals. How did you approach this translation of policy goals into an artistic performance? Is it hard?
Yes, it's hard. In the sense that climate change is really a topic that now is in the top of the agenda, no? I don't know, it's really important topic. And it touches really concrete lives and our lives as well. To bring that into circus, it was very, very difficult. And sometimes we wanted to say, but we cannot speak about that. We cannot say something with circus because it's more expressive work. It's more surrealistic. It's more evocative. And so we were kind of refusing almost. And little by little, with this question that you are asking, is really the question that we had in mind all the time. How circus can face this question? We were trying to find the key to don't completely ignore it, but not take it in a didactic way. So all the process of the creation, it was in between these two points. We cannot give the answer to this huge, huge problem. We can just put inside of the audience the questions, to hit the audience and to put inside of them the seed of the question that has to grow. And I think if an NGO, they are the masters of the communication, ask a circus company or circus artistic language to embrace this topic, is because they feel that they cannot reach a kind of audience or a part of hearts, you know. And so we are in the place where we try with our sensitivity to put the topic not to the audience, but in our hearts, to open our sensitivity to our artistic language. And maybe this can touch our other arts and make this seed of the question about the climate migrations grow.
Is there any part of your message that you would wish to transmit to our listeners in advance, perhaps for a better viewing experience?
I understood doing this project in this month. Of course, before I knew something about climate change and climate migrations, but going inside and studying it, I really understood how huge is this topic, and this topic has to be top of the agenda of everyone. In the daily agenda of everyone has to be this world of climate something, you know. And for me, the message I want to say is this, just this. Come and see a bit of responsibility, because I like this version of the word responsibility, that is, to be able to respond. So you don't have the answer, but you will be open to respond, to answer, to open to respond. So this is for me the message, to be open to respond to this.
Pogovarjal se je Vit.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Radio Študenti do jaja!